Long ago, this is going to be the most distant digression, but bear with me, please. Please. I'm seriously going to connect it to your extremely enlightening point. Long ago, I argued that we all dramatically misconstrue autism. And I do not mean the modern, the popular undefinition of autism when, where or when, when we call everybody an autist. Slightly stupid child, an autist. Smarter than normal child, an autist. A child that hates his teacher, an autist. And a child who's not capable of grasping basic grammar is also an autist. A bully, a hyperactive child who finds his pleasure in hurting other children, an autist. And a shy child, just a shy, intellectually normal, but shy, an autist. Well, let's put all that bullshit aside. Let's speak about classical autism. And let's avoid this word altogether. Let's speak about people who are deemed to be not completely asocial, but insensitive to social clue, to body language, to innuendos, to particulars of social interactions, that people who find themselves lost among other people. People who don't go to discotheque because they don't know how to interact with other people. Like people who prefer solitude, people who prefer books, this type of people. These people who are conventionally considered, like, ooh, well, unanimously by the entire world, considered asocial and incapable of non-verbal interaction with other people, understanding emotions and innuendos, and reading other people. Let's talk about this type of deficiency. I argue that at least 50% of such people, they are not deaf to social cues. They are not clues. They are not deaf to innuendos. They are not deaf to other people's emotions. On the contrary, I argue these people are too sensitive for such things. Too sensitive. They seek to isolate themselves from normal society, not because they don't understand it, not because they don't hear what's going on in a society, what is going on underneath social chit chat. They hear it too loud. They seek to isolate themselves from the society because what society considers to be slight is too loud for these asocial people. It's too obvious. The normal societal innuendos, the normal social cues, the normal slight body language is too fucking obvious for these people. They can't stand this amount of scream and loudness and noise of emotions, noise of innuendos. And this is why they seek to isolate themselves from this environment. Because they prefer much subtler communications. That's my argument. That's my thesis. I don't know if I am capable of proving it. But a parallel, well, not a proof. Analogy is not a proof. But analogy, you don't go to discotheque, it doesn't mean you don't like music. If you don't go to discotheque, it's quite likely you love music. You understand music too much to go to a discotheque. Discotheque is too loud. Even if you like this particular song, you don't want it that loud. So, a person who isolates himself from discotheques is most likely, 99% likely, is a person with a perfect understanding of music. A music lover isolates himself from discotheques. Not a person who's deaf. Deaf people absolutely love discotheques because they don't hear this nonsense noise. I suspect that perfectly analogous, perfectly identical mechanism is behind very many cases of asocial autism, what I just described earlier. Well, even without a formal proof, it should seem perfectly logical for you. And I would like to provide you a couple of examples, maybe one. I can't guarantee I would remember all my examples I wanted to present, but this one, it happens with me, so I cannot forget it. So, an example. You're working. I live in a village. People are very cheerful. They never pass by without greeting you. It's normal. They are friendly. They consider it like absolutely normal friendliness to greet you whenever they see you. They immediately greet you. And before I've built my shower room, I had to take shower in my orchard. Ah, yes, let's take it. Let's say orchard. I used to take shower in my orchard under improvised water tap. And you can understand, I would prefer to go unnoticed while taking shower. I squeeze myself into the furthest corner. Well, not furthest. My tap is not that far from the road, but okay. I try to choose sunset. So I don't want to I'm washing myself after the day of physical labor. I'm washing myself, and I don't want to see anyone witnessing me doing that. It never. And I'm choosing time of the day. I'm choosing the time of day that is least likely to meet someone in my orchard. Yet, not a single person ever gave me the courtesy of ignoring me while I'm taking shower. And these people are normal. They are considered to be sensitive to social innuendos and reading other people. So they are normal in their ability, capacity to read other people, yet they are absolutely incapable to read the obvious fact that I would like to be ignored just now because I am doing something that they are not supposed to see. No. It's implicitly lost on them. They cannot model my mind sufficiently accurately to come to the conclusion that I would thank them if they ignore me and pretend they didn't see me. That this is exactly what I would expect from them, and this is exactly that I consider great manners, great social interaction, and great friendliness. When you come to your apartment, which you share with your roommate, and you noticed an extra pair of women's shoes near the entrance, you would likely to pretend you are not here. Right? You are not rushing inside and greeting everyone who's in there. Because you are not a social person. You are sensitive to others' sensitivities. So a person who is perfectly sensitive of others' sensitivities is not the person who is always rushing into social contact. Sometimes the most adequate, the perfect social interaction is no interaction. And it seems that only the most socially sensitive people can understand this simple point. I take it as evidence for my thesis that people who isolate themselves from social contacts, perhaps they are more sensitive than people who rush into social contacts. It connects to my next point. My next point is that these people who are isolating themselves from social contacts, I know they are very likely smarter than average. So smarter people tend to isolate themselves from social contacts. And my thesis is that they don't enjoy social contacts because they feel it stronger than normal people. They, in the space in the space of feelings, for them, normal social interactions are too much. Too much feelings. And my next point is that a smart person is smart in everything. Well, I noticed I cannot give you the numbers, but I am absolutely convinced through data I observed through various disconnected means that smarter people tend to be more sensitive in all areas. Smarter people very often play musical instruments. Smarter people very often sing or paint, write music. People who are painters, singers, musicians, they are not necessarily smart. Sportsmen, no, not smart at all. But a smart person quite typically possess some lateral, may I call them lateral talents. A smart person, maybe not a genius musician, but they tend to be musicians. At very least, they tend to have musical hearing. They sense music and understand music very well. They understand arts. They enjoy poetry. Smarter people enjoy fine arts. This is an observable fact. This is an observable fact. Smarter people enjoy arts more than stupid people. So, I argue that smarter people are sensitive, more sensitive. They hear better. They see better. They understand art, they understand harmony better, they smell better. And about basic physical senses, I cannot cite any particular research paper, but I believe it to be fundamentally true. Smarter people quite typically possess sharper senses, normal physical senses like hearing. And smartness is like a power of your brain, and it applies to all faculties of your brain, sometimes with the exception of your muscle control. But I don't know. There may be other confounding variables, but you get the gist. You get the gist. And smarter people are also much more sensitive emotionally. Smarter people always they suffer more intensely than stupid people. Okay, I'm a little bit tired. I need to take a pause, but it would be good to remember where I stopped.